Well, sometimes when you have to deal with really bad things in life, there's that one friend. That one friend who makes all the difference. For Montrealer Wanda Kagan, that friend was Kamala Harris. They met in high school, but they've had a lifelong impact on each other. Kamala Harris has said that Wanda is one of the reasons she first decided to go into law. Wanda Kagan is a lifelong friend of soon-to-be Vice President Harris. Tomorrow is the day Wanda joins us now. Thanks so much for your time, Wanda.
Thank you for having me on the show.
I really appreciate your time. When I say that, soon-to-be Vice President Harris, how does that feel to you to hear that?
It still feels so surreal. Every time someone says it, my face goes, smiles from like side to side. It's such an exciting feeling. And I guess just knowing that, you know, there's a lot of people that do know her from Montreal and when she was here and went to school, but just knowing that I knew her in such a personal level and know so much about her and spent so much time, and for her to tell me the impact that I had on her life too and her career choices has just been such an amazing feeling.
Yeah, I bet. Like, I as someone who's never met her, I don't have any particular connection to her. I get so excited about it. So I can't imagine when you've got that personal connection and that investment, right? It's got to be other levels.
Yeah.
So, Wanda, I know some of what we're going to talk about it may be difficult for you. So I'm going to follow your lead. You talk about as much as you want to or not, okay?
Okay.
How did you first meet Kamala?
Well, I first met her just before we were starting at Westmount High, because we were both going to be school transfers. Our high schools were closing down, but we had met at a community center event prior to that, so we knew we were going to both be transferring to the same school. And when we transferred schools, it was a difficult time, you know. It was a very big school compared to where we were both coming from, and there was a huge socioeconomical differences in the school. It was very, very rich, and it was very, very poor. And you know, it was 60% white, 40% black, and that was, even that was more black kids in one school than we were both used to seeing. So we kind of magneted to each other, trying to find our way in fitting in. So we were acquaintances, but once we were in that school, we became best friends, and we started doing everything together. You know, we did variety shows and we did fashion shows together, and we hung out. And I was experiencing sexual assault at home. And I finally worked up the nerve to tell Kamala. She could kind of tell something was wrong. You know, we were that close.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of drew it out of me. And I ended up telling her what I was experiencing at home, physical and sexual abuse. And she immediately said, well, you're going to have to come stay with us. And I remember at the time thinking, oh, yeah, that's fine for you to say, Kamala. You know, we have to speak to your mom. And her mother was just so, so warm and welcoming, and her sister, and they opened their home to me, and they treated me like one of the family. I didn't even feel like just a guest. And that alone changed the trajectory of my life, you know, which I reflected on later in life, and realizing we studied together, we did everything together. I hung out in her room. I later named my daughter after her sister, Maya, because that was an impact on me too, that Maya and Kamala were extremely close sisters. And, I felt like I was taking away from her, hanging out in her room now, listening to music with her instead of, you know, Maya. And, that meant a lot to me, and I ended up naming my daughter after her.
What a beautiful thing.
And, yeah, and we lost touch a little bit after high school, but those memories and that time that we'll have together, obviously, as she's been tweeting and had on Instagram again this week, that, you know, her time with me living with them impacted her, and going through that, the sexual assault, and helping me navigate through the system, and had a huge impact on her and her career choices. And when we caught up like 20 years later, she said to me, you know, that was one of the reasons I went into, you know, law and fighting for women and children against sexual assault. And at the time, I remember thinking as we were catching up and reminiscing that that's so beautiful, but it just resonates even more once mm-hmm. a person's about to be the vice president of the United States and to hear that you had that much impact in her life too is special, you know. And it's actually through all of this and, you know, through speaking with her and speaking with her team regularly, it's made us actually like time stood still.
Like those years that you weren't in touch just disappeared.
Exactly. Like we sit there and teehee and talk about just different things from high school and different events. And there was obviously, for me, it was a very difficult and a very difficult time. But, mm-hmm. you know, through the times with her and her family brought, you know, brings out some joyous times that we obviously reminisce about. And, yeah.
Well, and clearly she certainly feels that way towards you. Like you said, she's still tweeting about it. She's saying that time in her life and what, you know, bonding with you under mm-hmm. less than ideal circumstances, right, really changed the trajectory of both of your lives. What a beautiful
yeah.
thing, Wanda. How do you feel about the inauguration tomorrow? Like I was saying at the top of the show today, I have very mixed feelings. I'm so excited. I love what Kamala Harris represents, and yet mm-hmm. I'm filled with trepidation. I have some concerns about safety. How are you feeling about it all, Wanda?
Well, that's exactly how I'm feeling. I'm feeling too. I'm like, I can't wait to watch it. I'm happy with my decision and choice to not appear in person.
So that was an option for you? Difficult. Were you invited, Wanda? You could
yeah,
have been there?
Yeah,
oh, that must
invited.
Have been
yeah.
oh, it hard decision.
It was very exciting when the senior advisor called to tell me that, you know, I was officially invited and that they were mailing me out everything. But with after, you know, what happened January 6th, mm-hmm. things kind of, the direction changed even more for the number of people, the safety concerns. So, you know, you have to be vetted now. And I mean, not that that's a concern, you know, of going through. But it just changed everything. And also with our very, very strict COVID, regulations, it just becomes very challenging.
Mm-hmm. So you feel good about the decision you've made now, even though it's a bit of a hard one.
It's a bit of a hard one, but you know, like she said, you know, well, we'll have time. We'll have time to catch up in person, you know, cherish different moments of that, of the day. You know, it's not the same, but, I'm hoping, my hope is that what's been going on doesn't overshadow the historical moment that it's going to be. And I think that's why me being here at home with my daughter watching it, you know, I made sure to take the day off work.
Oh, good.
Just to be able to just soak it all in. It's different. It's different. Obviously, it's different than being right there. But I think I would have been very nervous. There are a lot of, you know, security concerns.
Yeah.
I was going with my daughter and my cousin, who's also about to be, you know, slotted for the first African American commander of her Navy Air Force Air Force troops in New Jersey, and
wow.
so she's yeah, her too. She was like, oh, I'm really okay with the decision because you know,
yeah,
there's tons of troops I'm deploying, and it's a tough decision.
There'll be other opportunities, right? I think you got to look at it
yeah.
that way. Like
yeah.
it's not the right thing right now.
No, mm-hmm. exactly. And that's what they said. They said, you know, don't worry, we're going to have some future, you know, celebrations when things stabilize a little bit more. So I look forward to that. And I just look forward to witnessing the moment.
Witnessing history. I get goosebumps when I think about it, Wanda. I can only imagine how you must feel.
That's what I say. I hear people like you who don't even have a connection, and when I talk to them, and they just get so excited, you
yeah.
know. And it's especially when it's women,
mm.
and I think because we're women and getting to be, I tell my cousins, to be able to be part of this is amazing, you know. And anyone can make history, but it takes a great woman that can write history, and that's what she's going to do.
Whew, Wanda, I can see why Kamala Harris thinks you're the bee's knees. I do too. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me on the show.
What an absolute pleasure. I'll be thinking of you tomorrow.
I'll be thinking of you tomorrow too, watching it.
I'm giving you a big squeeze right now. I wish I could meet you in person one day, okay, Wanda?
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, what a pleasure. That is Wanda Kagan, a lifelong friend of soon-to-be Vice President Harris.